Hey, welcome back to Health Empowerment here on 1410 The Buzz of Vancouver, and it's brought to you by Omira Health Center at 604-983-HEAL, 604-983-4325. You'll need that number for a little later on when we do our big promotional giveaway, as we always do. And we'll have Croft's Natural Health News of the Week, and I'm going to ask Croft a lot of questions about all sorts of issues, including what is chelation therapy. We're going to talk about vitamins and why they aren't prescribed, and we're going to find out a little bit more about hyperbaric oxygen therapy, which is becoming more and more popular. Croft Woodruff is here, and on the line is Dr. Steve Tyers. He's the Clinical Operations Manager for Omira Health Center. Hello, Dr. Steve.
How you doing?
Terrific. Thanks. I wanted to ask you about a whole bunch of things. It's exciting because Omira's new integrated health center is opening on the North Shore very soon. Are you allowed to tell us when?
It'll be sometime in July, and we're getting really excited about it.
I can imagine. Your whole motto is an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, and that makes a lot of sense, and it sort of ties into the theme of this program, too.
It does.
So we want to talk, first of all, about testing. It's one of the big things you'll do. We've already heard lots on this show about the DMO6. Now, is this the same kind of machine that you're using to do full-body scans?
Well, the full-body scans are a little different. You see, traditionally, we're going to use some kind of diagnostic system like an X-ray or a CT scan. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those systems produce radiation to the body, which we know isn't good. If we need to do it, it gets done. The nice thing about science is it's always progressing. Now they're able to evaluate the energetic state of the body, which is produced by all the cells inside the body. So everything has its own unique energetic signature. The bioscan that we use for the full body scans quickly evaluates all the energetic signatures in the body and tells us which systems in the body are having to work that little extra too hard, which ones are breaking down, which ones have too much stress.
And how will you, as a doctor, be able to see or read this information that you're getting?
Well, very simply, if your pancreas shows up as an area of increased stress, then we know that there's a digestive breakdown. And digestion is key. So is detoxification. So what we do is we look at the results and we figure out where is the body working too hard, how is it prematurely aging, how is it breaking down. And the funny thing is that if people want to be proactive, they still need to know what to focus on. That's what the scan does. It tells us simply which areas in the body need a little bit of help and where should people be focusing their attention if they want to be proactive and be in charge of their health care maintenance.
Dr. Steve Tyers is on from Omira Health Center now. Is there a difference between your full body scan and blood testing? Are those two different tests?
Oh, very, very different. The energetic scans that we use give us an idea about how the body's responding to the stresses in day-to-day life. When a medical doctor orders a blood test or a naturopath looks at a blood test, they're looking for chemical levels. They're looking for things that are within or out of normal ranges. And when something is out of range, then people act on it. The question is, between black and white, there's a lot of gray area. How do you evaluate when things are starting to break down before the symptoms kick in? And that's one of the things the bioscan is able to do.
So you've got the heart scan with the DMO6, you've got the full body scan, you could test people's blood, so you can really get a good overall sense of somebody's health no matter what the age. Then what happens after you get all this information, and how do you help turn things around if they need to be turned around?
Well, you know, the kind of testing that we can provide at Omira really makes the difference, being able to give good advice and just advice. You know, every doctor takes a look at a patient's file. It's kind of looking at a black and white two-dimensional picture. When you add in all of the energetic testing, all of the heart scan, all of the nutritional information that Croft can get from someone about lifestyle and diet, we're able to take a two-dimensional picture and make it a 3D full-color image about what's going on with that person. The more information we have, the better we can advise that client on where they should be spending their time and focusing their energies to keep their health abundant.
And this is where, Croft, you come in and you look at the results and you can recommend, if somebody has really high acidity in their blood, you may recommend a dietary change.
Yes, that can be done. And there are so many things. And there's one thing I'd like to point out, too, and this is very important. It isn't how long you live, it's how well you live, the quality of life. And basically, that's, you know, what you put into your body is what you're going to get out of it.
He's Croft Woodruff. We're on the line with Dr. Steve Tyers from Omira Health Center, and we're on Health Empowerment, episode number 12, we're proud to say. And it's brought to you by Omira Health Center, and they are developing longevity plans for that quality of life. Tell us a little bit about longevity plans, doctor, and how they work.
Well, simply every doctor of every discipline out there in practice, whether it be a medical, chiropractic, naturopathic, it makes no difference. We're there to help the people that come through the doors. And at Omira, we want to get as much information as we can and then show people how to take advantage of the therapies that are available in the community. We all know that nutrition is key. If your body can't detoxify, you're going to become toxic. If you don't take care of the body and really train it to last a long time, you're going to break down prematurely. We don't want to wait to break down. If people want to be proactive, figure out where they need to put their attention, and then do it.
You have probably, I'm sure, tried out this equipment on people, and you've seen all sorts of different kind of levels of, you know, good to bad health. Is it sometimes, you know, for a person coming in as a patient, is it worrisome sometimes to get these tests? Because I remember, you know, when I did a detox cleanse not so long ago, they did a scan of my stomach, and it was entirely black with plaque and all this stuff. And they said that, well, you know, this is not good. Have you heard those kind of things before?
It's kind of funny, you know, people will come in sometimes and say, I don't really want to know what's going wrong. But 5-10 years down the road, after your body's deteriorated, and you sit in the doctor's office and they say, you have a problem, you're going to wish that 5-10 years earlier you had started to take a closer look at your body and make simple changes, whether it's diet or learning about how an infrared sauna can benefit you, an ionic foot bath can benefit you, keeping the energies in the body balanced can benefit you, getting adjusted can benefit you, getting IVs can benefit you. These are all things that are out there available to people. It's just that people don't know that they're there and don't know if it's appropriate, and that's one of the things that we focus on. Give people the information and let them make a decision.
And Omira Health Center is sort of like the hub for all these different people who have expertise in all sorts of different areas. I almost liken it's like a car analogy, and you know, all these cars are very different. They need different kind of maintenance and different kind of handling, just like humans.
That's right. And if you don't know what you need, how are you going to take care of the body?
Well, Dr. Steve, I look forward to the big opening, and I'm sure so do our listeners here in July. Thanks for joining us today, and I'm sure we'll talk to you on future episodes of Health Empowerment.
My pleasure.
All right, there's Dr. Steve Tyers, and Croft Woodruff is here. And I was just talking about, you know, my digestive system and the scan that they took. It was a sort of a heat scan.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of these before?
Oh, yeah. They can use thermography, definitely, using an infrared detector. And so they can see hot spots in your body. And, of course, if you're fermenting in the gut, I'm sure it would show up on a thermograph.
Yes.
Yeah, and, of course, this food can stay in the stomach 4 to 16 hours, and that the longer it's there, the worse it is, because obviously your digestion isn't working for you, and everything can evolve out of that. You'll be fermenting, and the funny thing is that the symptoms of fermentation are the same as if you were making too much stomach acid. You're actually getting a kind of an allergy or histamine effect, and of course it can lead to gastroesophageal reflux disease, or GERD as they refer. And if that isn't addressed over time, you're going to end up with things from stomach cancer, or certainly ulcers and then stomach cancer, maybe esophageal cancer, and perhaps cancer of the bowel, because things are not working right. Gallbladder disease is another situation. The gallbladder becomes engorged with bile, and it's also the main conduit for the body to get rid of surplus cholesterol. And as it sits there waiting for a fatty meal to come down that isn't coming down, then you start making gallstones, and they're mostly cholesterol stones. And so the gallbladder can soon be so troublesome they'll want to take it out. Pancreatitis is another factor that can result from improper digestion. It all begins in the stomach, insofar as whether or not you're producing enough stomach acid. You need a lot of metabolic energy to produce stomach acid. That's why your digestion is always best in the morning. It's rare that a person will have an upset stomach in the morning unless their digestion has become so bad it's become chronic. And at night, your digestion is at its weakest, and as you get older, that's when you're going to start seeing signs of bad digestion. And of course, bad digestion means malabsorption. Undigested food, in other words, protein particles, not properly broken down, they get into the bloodstream, they go to the liver, the liver's got to deal with it, and sooner or later you're going to have autoimmune responses such as allergies, arthritis, and asthma.
This is a personal favorite of yours, and I know a lot of people who book appointments to see you, this is what they talk about because so many people have stomach problems.
And it's the first question I will ask them. I've seen many people with severe metabolic disease that can be traced back to years of bad digestion, not properly taken care of. And they take things that suppress what they think is too much stomach acid, and all they can do is make things worse.
So the Tums, is that what you're talking about? Things like
and all of these things that either suppress or block acid, and some of them will do it very well at 24 hours at a time. Well, that's not really solving the problem. It's really treating a symptom. You've got to get at causes. And, of course, a lot of people had bad digestion. We also find out that they have low thyroid. And of course, gastroenterologists, somehow or another, few of them recognize this fact. They say, oh, well, your thyroid is in the normal range. Well, if you've got symptoms, that's not normal.
He's an orthomolecular therapist, is Croft Woodruff, and a lot of people come and see him for this very reason. And if you'd like to, I mean, if this sounds like you, give Omira a call and book an appointment with Croft at 604-983-HEAL, 604-983-4325. And it wasn't until I actually did this detox cleanse, and it was part of work I did for this radio station, that you know, I realized the power of your digestion and the power of good eating habits. I mean, I did not eat. Everything I ate was organic. There was no junk food allowed. Tons and tons of water. In the morning, it was only certain kinds of fruits and a bucket of fruit and a bucket of vegetables with organic salad dressing, and watched that black disappear. But sure enough, you know, the digestion started moving, and it can be done. This is exactly what Croft will sit down and talk to you about. We've got so much to talk with you about today, though, because we want to talk about vitamins and supplements and why doctors don't prescribe vitamins. We'll talk about that in just a second. And just a quick reminder, at the end of the show, we'll have a promotional giveaway from Omira Health Center, and we're giving away an organ scan. You just heard Dr. Stephen Tyers talking about that, and also a free hyperbaric session for you and a pal. And we'll talk about that at the end of the program, and we'll give the phone number again then. In the meantime, you're listening to Health Empowerment, and this is 1410, The Buzz of Vancouver.